Clipper coming through from Alberta again. Southern parts of the province have had some freezing rain this morning. We had a text from a listener down Swift Current Way, and then snow on top of that. So, yeah, you know, it's the whole story. Be careful on the roads. Give yourself that extra time. Keep the distance between you and that vehicle in front of you. Doesn't that drive you crazy when somebody just rides up behind you? Be it in the city or out in the country, Saskatoon area, more just a little bit of light snow by the looks of things here today. Temperatures certainly improving, getting a little milder out there. Earlier, I was talking about travel changes, and for any number of reasons that people have decided where they're going and maybe not going so much to U.S. locations. One of our listeners texted in saying, you know, really, it's the weak Canadian dollar. And I agree. I think that's part of it. But I know for people that go to Vegas, more and more of the stories that you're hearing, just the cost of everything, the prices on everything in a lot of these U.S. destinations like Vegas have just gone through the roof. And then you throw in the fact you got the weak Canadian dollar. Right now, Canadian dollar running at about 73 cents. And I see, I saw a story the other day on BNN. There's some predictions we may see the dollar increase in the coming months here, getting closer to 80 cents. That would be nice. You know, you look back over the history of the Canadian dollar. I remember being in Vegas in the mid-80s. My wife and I went down, I think it was 1986, and the Canadian dollar then was only 69 cents. Like, that was painful. And then you look back to the early 70s, we were on par in 1972 with the U.S. dollar. In 1974, the Canadian dollar was actually worth more, $1.04. Ah, let's get those days back again. Let's spend some time with Zane Hansen right now. Zane is the CEO of SIGA, Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, and they're doing some expansion work, and they had a big ribbon cutting yesterday. Hey, Zane, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Brent. Very great to join you this morning.
So what's the big news that came out of Dakota Dunes Casino south of Saskatoon yesterday?
Oh, an exciting day yesterday, Brent. We opened up and celebrated an expansion to our gaming floor, and it was a dedicated smoking room area that we took the opportunity to apply some new HVAC technology, and the room worked out just fantastic.
There's so much going on out there, and of course, I know SIGA's a big part of it, Chief Darcy Bear out there. That's just a small element now of the casino, isn't it, what you've got happening in that area?
It is really exciting. I think you're seeing an entertainment destination in the whole Dakota Dunes area develop that really is unmatched in Saskatchewan. And we're blessed to have very progressive partners right at the casino itself. Saskatoon Tribal Council is an immediate partner with us. And we all know how progressive Whitecap Dakota is with all the adjacent developments they have in their community. You know, the golf links right around the time when we started the casino is a first-rate course. Their hotel, they do everything first-rate. And from what I've seen on renderings with the spa, which will open next year, it is just going to be something else.
It really will be. It's an amazing development, and it's provided so much employment for a lot of the people, not only there, but people from Saskatoon that work out there.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we need a lot of people, so we're always glad to bring them out.
Prince Albert, expansion happening there at the Northern Lights as well?
Yeah. That's one we're really excited about as well. It's underway at the time. We're going to basically expand and modernize the entire facility, so it'll look like a brand-new property by the time we're done. We're going to be opening the first phase of that about May of next year. And it'll be kind of the gaming floor area, a new entrance way. And then we'll do a phase two with the food and beverage and kind of the warehouse area and some area for our employees. And it is really exciting, the renderings and everything we've seen there. So we've got good partners up there with as well, putting things together for us. And and the staff are really excited for that one.
Zane Hansen, CEO of SIGA, Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, with the ribbon cutting of the expanded gambling area, gaming floor area out at Dakota Dunes Casino yesterday. Now, SIGA runs Play Now, right? The online wagering?
Yes. Yeah.
What is it that is happening online? When I see an ad pop up on, say, my Facebook feed or something, and it says Dakota Dunes Casino now online, and I know that's not Dakota Dunes Casino. What's happening there?
You know, unfortunately, in the online space, you know, when you look at our offering with Play Now, that is the only legal offering here in Saskatchewan. And we're very fortunate and doing a lot of work on that platform as well to bring that forward. But you have a lot of different operators, many that you cannot identify, that operate and pursue any angle they can to get attention. And in the online space, and unfortunately, they're unlicensed, they're unregulated. Ours is the only one that is in the province. So it's a different form of competition that pops up in the online space.
What are they? Are they criminals or are they just offshore? Like they're posing to be you. So I'm guessing if I click on this, what I think is Dakota Dunes Casino online, I'm going to be giving them my credit card so I can gamble. But it's not going to SIGA, is it?
Well, it definitely would be a buyer beware situation. Yeah. Ours is the only legal platform, so the other offerings that are coming into the province are illegal.
Yeah.
So it's an unfortunate piece. We've got a lot of plans. You'll see us coming out in the next year or so, over the next coming months, to really just kind of elevate and enhance the online offering that we're bringing forward. So
sure, you know, and that's what kind of struck me when I saw you doing the expansion announcements at Dakota Dunes and Northern Lights and more to come, I'm sure. I just maybe incorrectly assumed that the online wagering might be reducing your traffic at the casinos, but clearly that's not the case.
Yeah, Saskatchewan's really, really, we've been very fortunate. Our market has held up really well. There's always the potential for that you'll get some play kind of move from the land-based side to the digital offerings. And we just want to make sure that we're well positioned to give our customers choice and bring them a really good experience.
Let's just revisit real quick before I let you go, Zane, your annual numbers from last year or the most recent numbers you have, the kind of money that you generate through SIGA and where that money goes.
Yeah, last year it's really been good. You know, kind of coming out of the pandemic, we've been just building back and getting our footprint rebuilt, and we're really excited to be reinvesting in the experience in our properties now. We generated profits in the neighborhood of $146 million last year, and unfortunately, we're on pace to do a little better than that this year. So, and with our proceeds, 100% nonprofit. I'll go back to the First Nations communities in Saskatchewan. Every one of our casinos have development corporations that invest in a lot of good causes. So locally, that would be the Dakota Dunes Community Development Corporation. And a portion of our profits go straight back to government. So we definitely make good use of the resources that come our way, and I think it's a good part, it's a really positive part of our model.
Has there been any talk or any consideration to SIGA maybe taking on the Moose Jaw and Regina casinos?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's a conversation worth having. We're very prepared to take that on with our company. And very interested as well with our partners and different parties. So I think it'd be a great evolution for the industry here in Saskatchewan. We would definitely respect and treat those markets very well and make sure that all the parties that benefit from the properties, we find a working model for everybody. So, you know, we could definitely extend and bring a bigger, better experience for everybody, our customers.
Have you had that conversation with anybody in government?
There have been some talks, nothing too formalized just yet. So, but definitely, for us and our partners on our side, we are prepared for that conversation and would definitely look forward to it.
Great. Zane Hansen, CEO of Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority. Thanks for your time, Zane, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
All the best to you as well, Brent. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. This is the Evan Bray Show. Getting a bunch of texts in already, people talking about some road conditions. Highway 16 in the Yorkton area, Sharon says zero visibility out there right now. What else have we got here? 1-877-332-8255. Boy, I see a lot of people talk about this. Pat in Regina, thanks for the reminder. Turn on your running lights. It can't be said enough. Doesn't that drive you crazy? You know, you're driving in the country or you're driving on Ring Road or Circle Drive and nighttime and you got poor visibility and all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, there's a car in front of me. Why doesn't he have his lights on? People just need to better educate themselves about how their cars work and how the light switches work. And I think every vehicle's different too. I have to tell you, I just get out and look because I'm never quite sure on the light settings on my wife's car. 1-877-332-8255. You can reach me there. Coming up after 10 o'clock, it's no bugs and hugs. It's all hugs and kisses. I want to hear your text or your call, sending out Christmas wishes to your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, whomever. 1-877-332-8255. That'll be after 10. The Evan Bray Show continues on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Love a little Tom Petty music for you. Friday morning, Brent Laux with you. Gosh, can't believe 6 days till Christmas. Time's just flying. Lots of great texts coming in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. My conversation with Zane Hansen, the CEO of SIGA. A couple of texts in response to that. Steve, as I had asked Zane Hansen, have there been any discussions? And he said there's been some talks, but nothing more than that, of perhaps SIGA someday assuming control of Moose Jaw and Regina casinos. Steve, one of our listeners, says do not give Casino Regina and Moose Jaw to SIGA. Those casinos belong to the people of all of Saskatchewan, not just SIGA. I appreciate that text at 1-877-332-8255. And then Pete says, hey, if they're looking to do more out at Dakota Dunes, what about a water park? Oh, for people in Saskatoon, all the great memories of the late 80s, early 90s, and Penguin Park, the water slides. Yeah, you know, water slides just don't have a good life in Saskatchewan, do they? I think about the trials and tribulations over the years of the water slides at Kenosie. Again, a great, great location, but they certainly had some issues. I don't know if they've opened again or what they're like as far as the coming year ahead. Everybody loves the idea of a water park, but, you know, Saskatchewan, I think it just doesn't make enough money over the course of, what do you get, maybe 4 months of a season for a water park. So then you bring back the idea of maybe former Mayor Don Acheson and the dome. So maybe that's what we need. We need a domed water park. That might be the way to give us a little more things to do when we stick around Saskatchewan. Brent Laux, happy to be filling in on the Evan Bray Show on this Friday, 19th day of December, coming up right after 10 o'clock. I want you on the phone or I want you on the text line. No bugs and hugs today. It's strictly hugs and kisses. Send out your Christmas wishes. You've got kind of an audio opportunity for your own Christmas card. Send it out via text or give me a call after 10 o'clock. We'll try to fill up the whole hour with that. Maybe it's a neighbor, a family member, a coworker, a friend, or maybe a complete stranger that's done something nice for you and they deserve some recognition. It's our audio Christmas cards at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. What else do we have here off our text line? Boy, we've got a lot of texts coming in here. Cal down in Oxbow says, nah, that weak Canadian dollar does hurt when you think about going to the States. And you're absolutely right. I get it, Cal. You know, I'm from that corner. I grew up in southwest Manitoba. We were like an hour north of Minot. And that was back in the good old days, right? You know, there was no issues at the border. You know, it was just so easy to come and go. And I remember, you know, going to, in Minot, the big mall when it opened, Dakota Square or whatever, and that parking lot would be full of Manitoba and Saskatchewan license plates. I don't imagine it's like that so much anymore these days, be it the Canadian dollar, how you may feel about it politically, or just the hassle at the border. It's just not an easy process for a lot of people crossing the border these days. Anything on your mind? 1-877-332-8255. I mentioned earlier, we're going to be checking in with some folks from Outlook here. We've got them lined up for just after 12 noon. They've had all kinds of problems with their water supply in Outlook this past week. They believe somebody perhaps tampered with their water supply, and that's something you just can't take any risk with. So we're going to be getting an update with the mayor coming up just after 12 noon here on the Evan Bray Show. 1-877-332-8255. What's this one here? Too many texts and not enough time to read them all. There we go. Randy in Saskatoon. This is an interesting thought. Randy says, my warm weather destination is Australia. I've been there three times, post-COVID and twice before, and I'm going back in a few weeks. You know, I like the idea of Australia. I like the idea of New Zealand. And I even see the ads for New Zealand Air recently with some of the great prices to fly from Canada to New Zealand. But God, that's a long flight. You know, I had some friends of mine just finished a trip down to Australia, and they staggered it. They flew to Hawaii, spent a few days in Hawaii, but that's a long haul if you're going to be flying, I don't know, what, 12, 13 hours or so from say, Saskatchewan to Australia. But I like that. Our listener goes on to say, prices are very similar to goods in Canada. Outside the major cities, hotels about the same or cheaper than Canada. Lots to see and do. I know the language. Internal flights are a lot cheaper than equivalent distances in Canada, even when booked at the last moment. And this person also says the exchange rate is in our favor. So he's heading back to Australia. G'day, mate. Safe travels. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Dan, down in Swift Current. We were talking on the Evan Bray Show, of course, over the past number of days about the defection of conservative MPs. Dan says, I believe Carney is promising these conservatives eventual positions in his government because he is slowly getting rid of the Trudeau stink. That's Dan's thoughts from Swift Current. 1-877-332-8255. Another listener, Perlin. I live close to the U.S. border, straight south of Regina. I cross at least once or twice a week, never have any issues. And I think that's the way it is for most people, Ferlin. There's a lot of talk in the media, but I think for most people crossing the border, nothing significant has changed there. But you just never know. One day, something you maybe posted on Facebook might come back to bite you. We shall see. Evan Bray Show, Brent Laux, happy to be with you on this Friday on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.